There's good news from believers in the Middle East. Children's Bible clubs in India are operating unmolested, and water successfully transforms whole communities in other areas of India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Terrorist bombings killed 7 in Iraq. 2 Christian women were arrested recently in Iran. While these stories are far from good news, Tom Doyle with E3 Partners says it's having an impact on the church.
When you persecute the church, it flourishes. And so that's the exact opposite of what they should do. They persecuted the church.
Doyle thinks he knows why Christians in the West won't support Muslim outreach.
They look at the Middle East and they think it's hopeless. They don't realize millions have come to the Lord in the last few years because of Christian radio, TV, missionaries on the ground, reading the scriptures.
Doyle says that's one of the reasons he wrote his most recent book.
Breakthrough, the Return of Hope to the Middle East, is about the good news, which if you watch the news at night, it seems like there's far from good news. But there really is a spiritual revolution in the Middle East that many believers are not hearing about.
You can get a copy of the book and support their Muslim ministry. Go to our website. Next, Orissa's Christians are calling for the withdrawal of anti-conversion laws and banning of reconversion. Dave Stravers is with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. He says of all their ministries that have suffered from persecution,
the children's Bible clubs are pretty innocuous from the point of view of Hindu extremists. And although we have had a few cases where an extremist came into a community and forced a club to shut down, this is really very unusual. The families like the club.
They've made a huge difference in the lives of kids.
He went to the club, learned about Jesus, made a commitment. Within 2 years, he was teaching the Bible clubs, and he started his own ministry, and today he's the head of a denomination of 1,200 churches.
In spite of persecution, Stravers says there's a plan for growth.
We're praying this year that we'll be able to do even more clubs than we have in the past. And so I'm asking listeners if they'll pray that all the children who would like to be in these clubs will be able to do that this year.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The easy-to-read Arabic Bible will be released this May to 2 Middle Eastern cities. The World Bible Translation Center's Arabic New Testament has had good reception, and there's anticipation for the Old Testament. Arabic Bible translator Sela Abbasi says the youth are particularly ready for the word.
We are eager to know more about how we believe, what do we believe. And they're open to understand things that maybe older generations in the past were not ready to understand or to accept.
There are certain obstacles for many under Islamic law in regard to the Bible.
They sometimes feel they are not allowed even to touch that book because it's a corrupt book. It's an unclean book for them.
Still, with plenty of prayer for courage of the distributors and those who read the Bible, the overall impact is expected to be great.
I think that this translation will have a great influence all over the Arab world.
Next, you could experience the world of missions without traveling overseas. Each summer, Wycliffe Bible Translators works with a partner group to imitate the missions experience for teens and college students. Young people spend a week in a simulated remote village, cooking on wood stoves and listening to the stories of overseas missionaries. Mission myths are dispelled and participants are challenged with future mission involvement. Find out more, visit our website. And Living Water International reports clean water has broken down walls and changed communities in rural India. 3 years ago, LWI installed a new well in an open field in Sanipur. Today, buildings surround the well, and rather than struggling to survive, the people are thriving. The church has grown over the past 3 years. Its pastor now has a rare open invitation to visit families in the community. Pray God will draw many people to himself through this community. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter now to win an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to the Dominican Republic. Through this life-changing experience, you'll see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. For additional information and to register to win Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.